The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You're here with Mick, Peter, Glenn, and Steve.
Heyo.
How's everyone doing?
All right.
Oh, okay, great.
Peter's got his pepper penis.
I've got my peppers. I'll show them later. Oh, I've got a ripe.
No, you keep it to yourself.
I've got a green one and I've got
keep your peppers to yourself.
No. Mm-hmm.
Which is your favourite, the green or the red one?
Well, they're both because South's colours, red and green.
So you're like splashing it everywhere.
It does. We'll keep them in your pocket.
No, I'll get out of my pocket soon.
Now, big show tonight. Our special Chevelle Corby is getting deported to the end of the show.
Is she joining us before the end of the program?
I'd hope so.
Next week.
They actually had to rehearse getting her deported. They had to have a rehearsal.
Really?
A dress rehearsal. Just to get ready.
What did they do exactly?
They got all the armored trucks ready, the convoy, and
Vivid
was exciting this year. But this is like a new version of it, really.
Should play that convoy song.
Happening right now, Steve. Aren't you excited?
No. Not really. She should stay in jail.
I was just saying Bali. I hope she doesn't come back.
Yeah.
She won't be coming back there.
Not to Bali. I hope she doesn't come to Australia.
No.
She's going to be blacklisted
over there.
Name after 6 months, they're going to say, no, nope, you're not going back to your boyfriend. You're not going back to your sister. You're staying put in Australia.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoopee.
The boyfriend will have to move to Australia.
They've got 200 police officers guarding her.
What is she, the queen?
The queen of Hobart.
The queen doesn't have that many. The queen turns up, she has like 10. She's the queen of Australia.
That's sad.
She must be a big crim if they have to have 20 people guarding her.
Why are you 200 people to guard her? Just pop in the back of a truck, the police.
I thought Cassie was the new queen now. What happened?
I know. I think this is like, you know, the second there's Cassie there, it's like,
she's like, you're trying to steal my limelight.
I've got to get parole now to get out because she's taking my limelight, taking all my money.
I honestly don't think it was that, but it looks like it.
200 people. Military style operation for, like, Chappelle Corby.
I think the news.
That is a joke. That is an absolute.
It's wasting money.
It's wasting money.
It's not our money, but.
Throw her in the bin.
We give them grant.
Throw her on the plane and throw off.
I just hope. Well, the sad thing is the news are going to report on it for a while now.
Yep. Live coverage tomorrow.
So good, we won't talk about it ever again, and we'll have a really good show apart from that.
Good.
Yes.
Anything else on the show tonight?
Oh, many things.
It's my birthday, so... Yeah.
It is too, I completely forgot.
Oh, your birthday, Pete. Oh,
we bought you chilies.
Yeah, that was your birthday.
We gave him his penises.
Oh, he's finally, 43 years and he gets his penises.
He's peppers.
Peppers. Sorry, peppers.
Peppers penis. It stands up when you put pepper on it.
I can't believe you found the only one thing in the... How did you find that, Mick?
Did you purposely grow it, Mick?
Did you make that up and got it put into the dictionary
of
peppers?
You saw the book. You saw
the book. It's actually not...
It's called Green Patch. Wow. That's one of the organic gardens.
Oh, a bit small, Pete.
I know, the green one's pretty good.
Yeah, peppers are
the green one's pretty good.
They come in two colours as well.
Yeah.
And we'll also have the latest in Pete's week and TV movie review this week.
TV, movies.
And
Mad Mick Presents, all importantly.
Yeah.
What do you got, Mick?
I can't remember. Oh. I have to think about it. I've had plenty of them.
Alzheimer's.
FM 100.3, part of the fast-growing Southwest MacArthur region.
It is time for sport, everyone.
Sport, 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 sport.
How's sport going?
I watched the Sydney FC and Liverpool match, the bodgy ABC coverage.
Oh, come on.
They got thrashed. Sydney got done on 3-1.
3-0, wasn't it?
3-1. It wasn't really that thrashed, you know, come on.
I thought they would have done the better.
City FC were humiliated.
Seriously?
That's sad.
Clearly you guys aren't any good. You can't even beat Liverpool.
And where was the Sydney?
Liverpool.
And where was the Sydney FC crowd? They were nowhere.
No,
it was Liverpool fans. They all come over in the planes.
I think they're actually in Australia, Pete.
Yeah, I know.
There's probably more Liverpool FC fans than Sydney FC fans.
They come from Liverpool, New South Wales. That's where they come
is that
from.
Where they came from? Wow.
<Yeah. laughs>
All the Liverpool fans are in Liverpool.
That's why they go for Liverpool. That's where there's no Sydney FC.
Okay.
I think but I think the coverage is pretty crap.
Really? Was it that bad?
Very bad.
Is there a soccer team called Glenford? I'd follow them.
Probably not.
No.
Well, Tracy Holmes, who's a broadcast in the ABC, even trashed that on the ABC News website today.
Yeah.
She says it wasn't up there. You know.
And the commentary.
Okay, that's really bad if one of your people.
Was it really that bad though?
It was a misstep.
Even the commentary guy was pretty shit too.
There's technical difficulties.
We're going to cover it in TV.
And then that ABC guy they had in the corner on that young chap. I don't think he knew what he was doing half the time.
Right.
You might have been just like an awareness.
He was bloody hopeless. I could have done a better job than him.
Hey, if you've been called hopeless by Peter, that's pretty bad.
Stripping off too. It's ridiculous.
Stripping off?
No, what?
Stripping off?
Stripping off.
Stripping off? Wow.
He had no clothes on.
No wonder Sydney FC lost.
It did, but.
He flashed them. That's why they lost
their
But
anyway,
it's also, before we get to Origin 2, Manchester United this week played in the Europa League.
And they won.
On Thursday, they paid tribute to the bombing victims in Manchester. Yeah. And they won for the people
played
that died.
Ajax.
Oh, good. Good tribute.
No, Ajax. Not Ajax.
Yeah, the cleaning product?
They're not that clean.
The biscuits.
Hey, they're not that clean in Amsterdam, Pete.
The biscuits.
I wouldn't eat Ajax biscuits.
No, you're thinking of, you know, when the Roadrunner was Ajax and all those dodgy name.
No, that's...
It was Ajax.
It's not Ajax, Mick. It is Acme.
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 Yeah.
A-C-M-E. Yeah.
Acme.
You know what Bon Ami means?
You know when you
have Bon Ami at the cleaning product?
Yeah.
That's French for my good friend. Ajax. Bon Ami.
Acme.
Bon Ami.
Okay. Anyway, NRL Origin coming up, Pete.
Origin this week. Jonathan Furst is going to... He won't play for the first time ever.
Why?
Because he was going to make it because his buddy was injured, and for the first time in his history, he won't be playing State of Origin.
Bad luck,
chap, but you're
going to
miss one.
So I think New South Wales might win this one.
I think so.
They'll win one game at least.
They've got a good chance of actually winning a series this year.
No.
If he doesn't come back the second game.
That's absolutely absurd.
It's absolutely going to be winning.
That bloody time.
They won't win.
Because when was the last time they won anything?
Yeah. Can I?
No, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
They won since though, right? That was like one off. That was a game or was it the series?
No, they haven't won a series in a while.
They won a game, the last game last year, yeah.
But when did they win a series last?
A couple of years ago. Yeah.
What, decade? Or
2011?
2 years ago.
That was in the Europa Cup, wasn't it? Asian Cup.
Did Queensland not turn up?
No, we just won.
Wow. We're just too good.
I think we won.
So it was the first time ever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2014.
Okay, 2014.
I know my shit.
But before that, it was like 5 or 6 years. Like.
10 in a row.
It was
10 out of 11.
9 in a row.
9
out of
10.
You know your stuff, Pete. You're right.
Yeah, I know.
Good point there.
But it wasn't 10.
It wasn't 10. But he knows his stuff.
I know my stuff now.
Donald Peter.
I know my research.
Now, NRL this weekend, not many games being played.
No, not many games.
But the Rabbits still lost.
Come on.
By six.
Well, it would have been a lot more, but then a couple of South tries, well, from the same guy, they were forward passes. Others were forward.
Parramatta?
Yeah.
That's right, Parramatta.
Parramatta Eels,
Rabbitohs.
So the Eels ate the Rabbits.
They normally do, right?
No, they don't.
They usually do, normally in the wild. Yeah, they do.
In the world out of football.
Rabbits don't eat very much.
Lettuce, maybe.
And then they get eaten by sharks as well.
And AFL, the Swans.
No, but also in rugby league, Pete, the CEO of the Bulldogs went. Miss Castle.
Yeah, she had enough of Dez, I think, probably.
Dez?
What's wrong with Dez?
I'm out of here. I'm going somewhere else. She's joining
Dez Hasler.
What's wrong with the Has?
I don't know.
But she is very respected. And
she'll probably go back to New Zealand. Where she comes
from. Warriors?
Right.
Yeah. She could coach the Warriors.
CEOs don't normally coach,
though. She could be a front row forward.
She could be a forward. Hooker?
For the women's.
From the women's comp. She can be a CEO of the women's comp.
No, they do. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they do. But I assume she'll go to another CEO role.
Moving along. AFL, Pete, the Swans went down.
At the last minute because of Jared Roughhead.
I thought it was because of Steve.
That Roughhead of his.
It's because Glenn and I weren't there.
What do we do? It was like, Swans were coming back. Minutes ago, and there you go. Ruffy gets a goal.
And they lose by 6.
What's happened to Cornflakes. Cornflakes.
Cornflakes? That Wanderers.
Is that the Wanderers? Oh,
yeah. Not the Swans.
No.
Or is it Kellogg's? Oh, that's Kellogg's.
Anyway, I think you're all on that at the moment. And the Giants play the Eagles this weekend, Pete. Any hope there?
Giants play the Eagles. With Coke Eagles.
Go Giants.
Probably will win. They're coming second, ain't on the ladder.
Do they do a Hotel California?
Yeah, the Eagles. There you go. There's another song we can play. Hotel.
That's by the Eagles.
Eagles.
If they were playing someone else.
In the 90s.
Okay.
Now, we talked about Tony Abbott before, but there is a crackdown in the AFL. Well, sorry, I gave it away.
I thought it was Tony from
Moringa. It was Tony from Moringa, but anyway. But the AFL is cracking down on the shirt fronting.
Yeah.
The jumper punches are gone.
Yeah, and they're pulling
now, shirt. Not at the end of the season. They're jumper punch. They're punching out.
And they're pulling punch. Your jumpers.
What is a jumper punch, Pete?
I think
they when you pull their jumpers pull like your, girls, like, or
when
something.
You're going to choke them or something, you pull their jumper around them.
Like they're fighting over
you
a bat.
You do
bag.
That, and I think you're off or something.
You're going to be suspended and everything.
Suspended, that's it.
You can save that when I.
So what do they do then?
It's like
kiss them.
Pull jumper.
Go dancing or
like pulling jumpers, like you know, like
if they do the tango or something.
Yeah, like tango.
I think
when young guy toddlers pull each other's hair. Same thing, right? There's like big ones that get paid a lot more.
Well, look at that guy's hair. Like
he should be having his hair pulled. Yeah.
Look at have you seen all the tattoos on these footballers?
Yeah, I know they're all tattoos.
Okay, but besides the tattoo, what's the problem with pulling the jumper?
I think it's a bad look.
They're fighting. Of course, it's a bad.
It's a disgrace. They'll do that. I think they'll do that in the end.
Where'd you go? Come here, love.
Just kiss and make up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, they seem to fight a lot in the AFL, though. After going to an AFL game, they fight a lot.
Now, talking about kissing and making up, there's been a split. There's been a divorce in the tennis world.
Yeah, Margaret Court
has said she's going to boycott Qantas after they support gay marriage. Mm. Awkward situation straight after is then Virgin then said, actually, we support that too. They actually support it too. So she's probably going to be flying.
She's going to have to catch a Greyhound.
She's going to have to like just get like a wings or something. Maybe a...
No, she'll have to catch a boat.
Or she's going to have to find a really good Uber that doesn't support it.
Yeah. Maybe go on a Middle Eastern carrier that flies via Dubai or something.
Yeah, Middle Eastern carrier, yeah.
They wouldn't be in
town. Emirates.
So she can go, if she wants to go to Perth from Sydney, just fly by Dubai.
Yeah.
Be convenient.
It's so stupid. Well, she's entitled to her opinion.
Yeah.
But was the response, though, rather offensive, too? Because, like, I'm not, like, whoever wants to get married doesn't really fuss me.
Go ahead. I don't care.
As long as you don't marry me.
Remember.
That's my only issue, right?
Glenn's single, so any single... People out there want to marry.
They've always had mixed doubles in tennis. They've had men's doubles. They've had female doubles.
Yeah.
She's entitled to her opinion, but then there's people that are saying that she take her name off the stadium.
No.
That was poor form. She's still a great tennis player.
She's not a great tennis player now. She used to be a great tennis player.
You can't take away from what she's done previously.
But she's got this religion, which is a stupid thing.
It's actually in that article that Glenn has on ABC, I believe, where it says that she's a pastor, right?
Yeah, pastor.
But in the Bible, it says women cannot teach.
No, it doesn't say that.
It does.
That's in the English version. In the English version.
Oh, there we go.
In the King James version.
It still says it's
the King James version.
She's handpicking her...
But in the King James version, they deleted a lot of stuff.
It doesn't matter.
But to be fair, this is not the first time she said it, by the way, too. Like, she hasn't been a same-sex marriage supporter ever. Ever. She's not, like, breaking news. Margaret Court is, like, she... She's not a fan.
Tony Abbott was
homosexuality and same-sex marriage for decades. So
Tony Abbott was like that until his sister.
Yeah,
he wasn't for gay marriage though. Last time we checked,
he's still not for it at the moment. You
know? So, but she believes in that the Bible, and she's entitled to that belief. And
she's very selective with her Bible and verses.
Yeah, see, one of the verses in the Bible says, "Love thy neighbor."
Yeah, but
it doesn't say if he's gay or straight. It says love thy neighbour.
I don't think it's that type of love, Mick, because otherwise that would be very awkward.
With that passage, it's funny. People think neighbour as in next door neighbour.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's not.
What is it?
It's like you. You're my neighbour because you're next to me.
The person who lives in the nearest.
It's the nearest person next to you. It's your neighbour.
Wow, this is getting awkward now.
Yeah. Bible study it. No.
I added a new segment. Steve's random Bible verses reinterpreted.
That's Sunday mornings, right? Sorry, Barry.
Hallelujah, brother.
But no, neighbour is your person who's ever near you.
Is that what they mean in the Bible? Neighbour.
Yeah, that's what they mean by neighbour, yeah.
So not even with a fence?
Not your actual next-door neighbour.
So you don't have to like your next-door
neighbour? No, you don't.
Oh, brilliant.
You have to like who's next to you.
But what's the word love mean in that case?
Well, do unto others if you've done unto yourself.
Yeah.
You get purple
peas. I know, right, isn't it? Yeah, I think... Anyway, moving on. Sport, everyone.
French Open starting as well.
It's good for the Australians because Serena's not in it, I believe.
The cricket's on.
Except we're playing everyone we can't win against.
Yeah.
And the women's going good at the other club.
Like we're going to basically not have anyone there, maybe unless Kyrgios and stuff together.
I mean, Kyrgios unless he's injured or...
curious. Something.
Or Bernard, I don't know how Bernard's going.
What's happening with Bernard this week?
I think Kyrgios
has a good chance.
He's been watching how he's been playing with on clay and looks like he's learning. But Kyrgios looks like the murderer in Melbourne.
Oh,
you know,
my
bloke
God,
he did a, doing the killing.
Murderer?
The, you know, bloke who killed all those people in that car? That
yeah, I'm not going with
have a look
going.
At his eyes. He looks like...
And how does Bernard look like him?
He looks like him exactly around the eyes.
Okay, but how does that impact his playing but, on the field?
But some of his looks... Some of Bernie...
Mick!
He
just
looks
stop.
Like him. He looks like him when he goes off his face.
Okay. But how do you
moving
think
right along, how's the French Open going to go? Who's going to win?
Well, the Aussie actually, the Aussie girls got good in this comp.
Novak has a good chance because Andre Agassi is his coach now.
Mm-hmm.
So
who is?
Andre Agassi is coaching Novak.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good advice because
could have, lucky that it was teaching Kyrgios. Otherwise, that would have been interesting.
That would actually be.
But Kyrgios might win it because he was watching him play and he's
well,
learning.
Makes place in the sixth seed, so he's gone.
Mm.
What? You know, unless he's really
and
good.
And Kyrgios has a new fan now as well.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's
the
new
fan? Was it this week? John McEnroe. He's a really big fan now.
Yeah, I thought he hated him like 6 months ago.
He's a fan
six
now.
6 months ago he said he was like all mental problems.
Like what Mick said, he seems like he's got himself together. He's studying the game. He's.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think he'll be a good clay
player.
Yeah, clay player. Clay court player.
I don't know what
you
call
him. Went last in, was it?
Well, he said he's always confident. Never seemed like he was confident all the time. He was always confident, but he
seems like he's getting his stuff together.
Which is good.
As long as Tommy doesn't stir him up and they all go off.
Oh, if they're
like
in
a bomb,
together.
Chain reaction. Tommy goes off, he goes off. Tommy goes off, Tommy goes off.
Now, there's been a big marathon attempt, Pete, the two-hour mark.
Of what?
The two-hour marathon, Olympic champion.
Yes.
Eliud Kipchoge. Has come within 26 seconds of running the first marathon under 2 hours.
Wow.
Because that's the biggest thing, right? If you can break it by 2 hours.
Was he an African?
I don't know. No, exactly,
because the best runners, the long runners are the Africans.
It's not a stereotype, but
they are.
There hasn't probably been a non-African. He's from Kenya.
Yeah, he's an African.
Yeah.
Very talented.
Yeah.
But you find the Africans are very good long distance runners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's been proven, right? On national stage. You're not wrong, Mick.
I think they've won pretty much every time the Olympics for quite some time.
Quite a long time.
Until the Greek one.
They're in the top tier of runners.
The Greeks. Italian guy back in 2004. And a Korean guy in 1992. So
they're very sporadic.
But they're up there.
Yeah. You got the Greek bloke?
But he broke the world record, though. But in
BC 200.
But here's the interesting thing. It was basically...
The first Olympiad.
Here's the issue, interesting, is that it's not a sanctioned world record because there was some things entering mid-race, drinks being given to runners by mopeds, so there was kind of some different rules they played from traditional marathons, so they were kind of not playing by the rules. So like, if you're running and a moped turns up with a drink...
That's cheating.
So it's not the same as a real marathon. But they're trying to get that two-hour thing for a marketing campaign for a shoe company.
I'm glad it's not a world record now.
Yeah.
Is it called Ashu?
No. Anyway, we'll just move on
to
LeBron James.
What happened to LeBron James?
Greatest playoff point scorer. Overtakes Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan's the greatest of all time. Come
not
on.
Anymore.
Not anymore.
So 19.
In my mind, he is.
Yeah, I know.
He's so come on, LeBron James.
LeBron was never in Space Jam, you know, just saying.
Yes.
But, I know, but by points and...
Yeah.
Technically, LeBron is, but... Yes. He's no Michael Jordan.
Why not?
Has he got the charisma of Michael Jordan?
No.
Has he got the...
What's wrong with his charisma? What would he have done that would be kind of an issue?
I can't see LeBron James becoming a golfer or a baseball player like Michael Jordan.
Which is not a bad idea.
Actually, that's a good idea.
That didn't go too well after, I think.
He'd be good at golf, putting balls in the holes.
Yeah, he could be. I mean, well, that's what basketball players are all about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, good for him.
He's good.
Oh, yeah. He's
he's one of the best players of all time.
He's one of the best in the world right now. And, well, he's better than Michael Jordan, apparently.
So sad.
I mean, you got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and you got...
Now, there was controversy in the Giro d'Italia.
Yes.
Someone had a toilet break, Pete. What happened?
Yes, he couldn't hang on for very long, so...
He couldn't use his water bottle while riding?
Nah.
Oh. Did he bring his nappy?
And he said on there, on his trip, I had to drop it. So
well, Glenn, you're a writer. Have you had this problem?
I have once, but I go to the toilet.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I'm never racing. I'm not racing for anything
but
important.
If you had to go, if you
he was racing to the toilet.
I was racing to the toilet. I think one day I was racing to the toilet, I was dehydrated at the same time. It was so confusing.
Just pee your pants. Who cares?
But apparently there's a bit of an unwritten rule in cycling that if you in a race and then someone has to, the nature has a long distance call,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that no one will overtake you. But that didn't happen this time.
Oh, that's
lost
a lot
his
of
lead
crap.
And apparently a lot of criticism. It's like the last round of the Tour de France as well. There's some unspoken rule that you if you like even if it's close. The winner is actually the day before. The last day is just so you can drink champagne and then cycle around. No one changes placing. You can't change your plate. So
then what's the point of racing?
Oh, no idea what happened.
It's like the yellow flag when you're motor racing.
Oh, it's like pole position and things like that.
Yeah, it's like motor racing. When you've got the yellow flag out, you're not allowed to overtake.
You're there to win, though, right?
No, the last day is tradition. You can't win on the last day. It happened once. One guy done it.
He should do it.
And he tried it, but he didn't win. But
he didn't get anything for it. What a waste of time, then.
He had the greatest line too. I just had problems. I needed to take a dump. I couldn't hold it anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
At least it's honest.
And it wasn't even number one too. And they had it live on telly.
So they got a lot of commercials.
That's the biggest dump ever.
Or was it the moon?
That's all.
That was a half moon.
He had on moon people, did he?
No, he didn't do it. He did a pee.
Oh. Well, he said he could. It was a dump, but anyway.
Well, he just said it was a dump.
He didn't do it.
How would you know? You weren't there.
Were you watching closely, Pete?
He might have went to the garbage dump.
He only went to the side of the road and did a pee.
Right. We confirm that?
Because it was on the camera.
Oh, it's on the camera.
Oh, you were watching.
He peed on the camera. He peed. Oh, that's a dirty way, that is.
He just went and he showed
did they clean the
They showed the camera. The camera was on him doing a pee.
Okay.
All right. Now, Ricardo's playing in the Monaco Grand Prix this weekend. Second fastest time at practice. He's looking good, Pete.
So.
Can he win again?
Well, yeah. We'll see.
Once you get out, if he gets out in front...
He's done,
You won. The person in front from the grid always wins.
Right.
Unless he gets done like he did last time where they put the wrong tyres on and it took 15 or 20 seconds instead of taking 10 seconds and he lost them.
And also, one of the other... Races and Nicky Hayden was the one that he died during the week as well.
That's motorbike.
In motorbike, yeah.
Oh, sad.
He got hit by a car and he didn't survive, so yeah.
He was riding a push bike to do training in Italy and he got hit by a car and killed him.
Oh, so sad.
He didn't survive, so yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Kyle Chalmers too will have heart surgery, which means he can't be in the World Championships. Pete?
No, he's going to miss a few weeks, going to have some surgery done and hopefully be right for... later on, so be ready for the Commonwealth Games next year.
It should be.
And the pay dispute in cricket's got a bit more serious. Pete Greg Combet, the former union boss and MP, is going to be representing the players.
Yeah.
And he's got this weird concept that Cricket Australia is treating the players like employees. Who would have thunk it?
They get paid for a job,
the pay
right?
deal.
Well, wow.
This guy's genius. Seriously. Like, can you just realise that... What else are they going to be?
Great representation.
Well, they had some warm-up.
Wow, where did he come from?
Well, they're having warm-up games. Australia played
aren't they? Aren't they employees?
They get a pay, right?
Yeah.
Then they're employees.
Yeah,
but they contracted.
But that's still an employee.
No, they contracted.
Are they freelancers?
Yeah.
They're freeloaders.
Freeloaders.
No, that's a politician freeloader.
Yeah, I went past his office the other day.
Greg Combes?
No.
Greg Combo?
Combo? Who's Combo?
Sounds like an action movie.
Sounds like action movie. Greg Combo. The action
Greg
movie.
Combo was from the... wasn't he the one from the Parliament?
Yeah. He's the union boss.
With his T-shirt and his guns down his side.
Yeah.
And he's accused the sporting governing body of bringing a business philosophy to the store negotiations. It's a business.
It's a business deal. Get over it.
Don't talk about business.
It's not that hard.
It is.
Yeah, for them it is, clearly.
I want a pay rise. That's it. Let's fix it.
Aren't they getting a pay rise because it's being run like a business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But they're losing out on a certain other
one. Are they losing out?
Yeah.
How so?
They lose something.
Well, they get 25% of their revenue or ticket sales, sponsorship and broadcast rights, and that's what Cricket Australia wants to change help increase women's pay of other players.
Okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Do they deserve it, though?
It's a change. That's the problem. It's a change to their current agreement, and that's where the players are a bit upset, I think, from what it looks like.
And they're using the excuse to... put some of the money back into the...
the club. And
into the juniors and to get them to come up.
And the women's. Right.
Yeah.
No, we'll see.
Be interesting to see how it pans out.
Yeah. That's it for sport.
That's it.
100.3 FM.
Welcome back to Saturday Night Live. You're here with Mick, Peter, Steve and Glenn. Coming up shortly, we have Pete's Week. A lot has been happening in the local area.
Yes, I didn't read the local papers during the week. I just found who was in there.
More coming up.
And he's been creating some of the news too, has he?
Yes.
He's done actually.
Real news.
Real news. Not fake news, real news.
Yes.
Fake news, Mick.
Okay.
That's right.
The state government and the federal government is trying to work out how to get housing affordability. I've got my plan, and this is what you do.
Do I still get to keep my house?
Yes.
I like your plan.
The plan is any house sold from today or whenever, their house price cannot go more than inflation of the year. So if inflation is 1.5, that's easy. They did it with loans in the 90s and 80s. They put a halt on how much in the 80s when I had my house loan. If you're with a bank,
But then who do you decide at an auction who gets the house? Just have a lot of, have a ballot.
Yeah.
And lucky, Jones, lucky you get a house.
Yeah.
A bunch of names in a bucket.
Hmm. And that way you'll get rid of the investors.
No, you won't. They'll still be there.
No, they won't.
They'll still buy houses.
Yeah, but the capital gains will go very badly.
And they'd have to actually pay proper rent. Yeah, possibly.
So that's the better way.
They have in some countries in Europe, they've got rent controls to stop rents going up. But I've never heard of a case of control on the price of property, though.
They had in the 70s... Bob Hawke, no, not Bob Hawke.
The wages and prices accord, where they agreed to have wages set aside.
Frozen, and anything that went up in price, they had to go to the tribunal to get approval. So it's not nothing
so
new.
So your house is worth a bit more, you go to the tribunal and hopefully the tribunal gets more than...
No, what it does is makes houses affordability. Instead of rising by 20 or 30% in 1 year, it can only rise by the CPI.
Right.
And that's a much better deal.
That's not
going
to happen.
And what they could do is say, right, freeze it until wages increase. And once the wages come back to the same scale as houses were in the 60s or 70s,
that's
3 or 4%, then they can move up again.
Would you include things like commercial property?
Bloody oath.
Okay.
Right.
Mansions?
Yep.
That sounds rather unbelievable.
But I don't think come up with another idea, we'll stop it. No one will. The only other way is putting...
It's hard for a Ponzi scheme to solve a problem.
Mm.
That's what it is, right? The more people... The reason why prices are high is more people keep entering the market. And
no, not only that. It's people are immigrating to Australia.
Yeah.
So that's rising the prices. Yeah. That's rising the prices. So you cut out immigration.
The Mark Boris guy, the guy that's on TV occasionally...
Yeah.
He was saying he's happy with people, foreigners coming in because they've got to buy new constructions now.
Yeah.
And that's helping the economy, so we get jobs out of that. So he's happy to have as many of them as he'd like, as long as we get jobs and they build more apartments, Mick.
But no Australians owning anything.
Or constructions or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
But as long as they buy existing stock. He's saying that the existing stock should be quarantined from foreign buyers. They shouldn't be able to buy an existing house. Because he was concerned, very concerned.
Oh, sounds like it.
Sure he was.
London has the same problems.
Yeah.
Canada's got the same problems.
Does that crazy idea have any merit, Mick? You stop foreigners buying existing houses and they just buy the new houses.
You don't know. You stop them from buying all houses. You stop immigration into Australia.
You can't stop all immigration.
You can.
No, you can't.
And if they get caught in an illegal thing, they get exported back to where they come
from. But don't we make money out of that, Mick?
Money's not everything, mate.
It is.
It is if you have none.
But if you've got too much, you know what happens? Revolutions are caused by people who have no food
and no money,
no money and no place to live.
Yeah.
And if you cut, as the increasing of unemployment, the increasing of homelessness is going off the scale.
Well, I went to a building at Liverpool that somehow got planning approval. Let's say it's 30 stories high and you can see it all over like Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a horrible building. And it has free lifts.
Wow.
300 apartments. Must be at 300 apartments.
Mm.
And it takes 10 minutes to get out of the building. 10 minutes.
Imagine if you went down the stairs.
Imagine
it would take 20 minutes.
Imagine if it
and it's the most ugliest building of all time.
Yeah. Imagine
it's
if
it's the worst place possible for a 300-unit block.
Yes, the one on the corner.
I'm not saying where it is. It's
Liverpool it's on the corner
high,
near a pub.
Yeah. You may see it near a pub.
That's where Hollywood Motors used to be.
It could be.
Remember,
it's a disgrace that
if they have a fire, how long will it take for someone to walk from the top to the bottom to get out?
No, that's a problem, but The issue is that it's a safety problem.
High safety.
It's a safety problem because they haven't got ladders that high.
He has to take three.
They should be made to be the only maximum height they should be allowed to is what they got ladders for. What the fire department?
That's it.
The fire department. 7 feet.
But it could be a lot lower, right? Like that is not an area where there should be a 30-story.
No way.
Building
it's down near the river is one like that
if
as well.
That collapsed.
Two.
See it from that one up there.
That's two of them, which were at McGrath's spare parts in Liverpool.
That's right.
So many.
And what will happen when the floods come?
Parramatta's the same too. They've got buildings 50, 60 stories high now too.
But when the floods come in, or when the
you'd be okay on the level 30.
When the water level starts rising, all their lower bottoms will be filled up. So they got indoor swimming pools, floating with cars.
They can go for a swim
and in petrol.
It's great. Yeah, it's not good to have it in Liverpool, I don't think,
or anywhere. It's just not the right place.
No.
Like in Central Sydney, whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's not a big deal.
But you want to be able to say...
Like the inner ring, it probably makes more
sense.
You've got transport, you've got proper infrastructure to an extent, but like they're just not putting infrastructure where these people are.
But you come
or jobs where people are.
You come to Australia, if you come to Australia and see Sydney, it looks like any other New York, Manhattan.
Oh, it's no New York. No,
it's exactly the same.
No, New York has a subway.
Yeah.
We've got a subway.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Just to the airport.
New York has a subway. That, we have a half-assed rail system.
Like England.
Doesn't connect and doesn't run properly.
Yeah.
So.
It's not a subway like New York. Like, you need a car in a lot of parts of Sydney. In New York, you wouldn't drive a car.
No way.
What about those flying cars? You could fly one of those.
I don't think they're up to that yet, though.
They are. There's one being sold for 200.
It's not going to go very far. A flying car.
Anything else making you mad yet, Mick?
I'll leave it to next
calm segment.
Calm down, settle down, have a chocolate biscuit, and we'll come back to more Mad Mick.
More music variety, 100.3, The Sounds of MacArthur.
It is time for Pete's Week.
Okay, start off at Minto.
How's Minto going?
Well, they've got their waste facility got fined. The facility in Minto was one of four waste-related businesses in the state to be fined recently by the New South Wales Environmental Protection Authority. A total, guess what, of $91,500 in fines was issued, with a $30,000 directed to the Bingo Waste Services Facility in Minto. Bingo! The company transported solid waste for its scrap metals and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's where you go for your scrap metal if you know, when the Housing Commission houses got burnt. We took a lot of them to the scrap metal and got some money for it. And then they got fined. Silly.
That's a bit sad.
Next!
Now, a Narellan service station put the wrong petrol in their tanks and thousands of cars... fueled up their tanks. However, it was the wrong fuel, so...
Did they put in the wrong tanks? They didn't put diesel in the petrol tanks, did they?
No,
they
put
diesel in the petrol in the diesel tanks.
No, apparently it was just a supply error. It doesn't exactly say which ones, Mick.
Yeah.
Which is a bit sad, because, you know...
It's all colour-coded anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, because all your taps are colour coded.
All your things are
colour coded.
I think they might have just put him in the wrong.
He might have been colour blind.
Nah, he was drunk.
No, but one.
In the ethanol.
One. They did apologise, obviously, but one resident said, "OMG, I always fill up there. Was just lucky my petrol light came on near the school, so she filled up there, and people are sad about it.
So they have to fix up all the cartridge.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of damage.
Depends on what damage it was. If it's a diesel, when you put diesel into petrol.
Well, all they could do is drain their fuels, about $250 according to this one resident. It costs them.
Wow.
But still, that's a hassle. And then they're out $250, it depends, I guess.
Yeah. I think the Woolworths has to sort that.
Yeah,
would they have to pay it?
Yeah.
You have to keep your receipt. Keep your receipt. To prove that you did buy it. Or you buy it by the card, yeah.
See, the benefits of paying by card.
Yeah, Woolworths reimbursed,
yeah.
Every time you go to Woolworths there, you just fill it up and you don't have
fun.
No,
that's not what that said.
That's not what the article said.
Well, that's what you can do. That's what you can do.
No, you cannot.
You could, and you go to jail.
No, well, no.
You would. Yeah,
yeah. It's cool. Yeah, I know.
But
what
you got stung the other way. You had to prepay before.
Yeah, you had to prepay.
That's a nice one.
That's rubbish.
I've never done that in my life.
When you pee, that means that place has been knocked off several times.
What do you mean?
They've been robbed.
I don't care.
But I'm not robbing them.
No, but that's when they make them pre-pay. They've had too many robberies around in that area, so you pay for your...
Peter's area.
He admitted to it on radio.
What?
He doesn't. Yeah, you admit to stealing.
It was in your area. You know the service station before you go to
the
main
station?
Near my place.
It was near your place, yeah.
No.
Yes. He goes, I had to pre-pay. Oh, that was annoying. Worst night of my life.
Must have been late at night, wasn't it?
Your life has been pretty successful so far. That was the worst night of your life.
Was it late at night?
No, it was like 6. It was, no, it was like 8:30.
Yeah, late
at night.
Night.
At night.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Dodge City, mate.
It depends which location, because I've never had to do that
after
before.
After 8 o'clock.
I felt insulted.
I think after 8 o'clock.
I just go to the next service station.
Yeah.
Places in around Canterbury.
Unfortunately, my tank.
No, I've got petrol around there.
Yeah, there's a lot of places around Canterbury or Bankstown or around there you have to prepay.
I've never had to
around that area, actually.
No. We'll go before 8.
Yeah. Well, I know...
Get petrol 8, then you can. Oh yeah, you can steal the petrol for 8, no problem.
Sorry,
but after 8 o'clock, you can't steal petrol.
Sorry, guys. We've got to end the show now, so we can go get petrol.
Yep. Oh yes.
This is stupid logic. It's like at 8 o'clock, you can't steal petrol.
You can still
steal stuff during the day, right?
No,
that'd be silly.
Well, I used to work in a server.
And people.
Where did people steal petrol? What time of the day, Pete?
During the day.
They sold during the day. There we go.
And I had to try and get their number plate.
Former service station
attendant. But they're on camera, so you can get their number plate.
Did you ever work night shift, Peter?
No.
Okay, well.
It was during the day.
So Pete reckons they all sold during the day, but he never done night shift.
Yeah, but
case closed. Thanks for
taking calls. Someone did do it during the day.
Did they?
Yeah, of course they did.
They do it all the time. Yeah. Prepay 24 hours.
Nonetheless, in other criminal news, charity bins.
Yes.
What's wrong with charity bins?
Now, the council is extending a policy for secondhand clothing collection bins that favours genuine charities. Because at the moment, like, you might think that a charity bin's down at your local car park or shops, but it may not be a charity because some people make money out of recycling clothes.
Now, what it is the charity gets a certain percentage of the
commercial operation.
Yeah, and they use their name, so all these charity bins with clothing... They get, like Glen Quarry or Minto or anywhere, it's picked up by private concerns and they feed, if it's for salvos, they might get $2,000 for that bin per year. Right. And the people who collect it get the rest of it.
Yeah.
They're privatising it.
They're privatised it in a sense. That really annoys me when I see one of those. They've now made a requirement in Campbelltown. They've got to label the bin as a commercial operation if it is. If not, you're allowed to have one.
No.
And you're in the area. And otherwise, you'd be a registered charity or organisation. And I actually will refuse. I actually find them out. If I have to give clothes, I actually will find one that is actually genuine.
Mm. Otherwise, it's a waste.
I wasn't a charity. You gave me your pants.
I did too. Yeah, you had my pants.
But it was.
Are you enjoying my pants?
Yeah, I'm enjoying your pants.
But Glenn knew it was going.
You're a registered charity, though, aren't you? The Mad Mick Foundation for Madness.
You knew who it was going to. Mick.
Yeah, Mad.
Oh my God.
They're my old motorcycle pants.
Madness. I used to play with Madness.
It's my old motorcycle.
Awesome.
No.
And also to another motion that came up at Campbelltown Council is also to getting wheelchair accessible picnic tables. We've got to look at doing that.
Wow.
Any new parks or constructed parks.
That's good people to have lunch.
We don't have those already?
No.
Not.
That's not right. At the end of the table.
Not really. Have you seen a picnic table lately?
Yeah, you got.
It's got a bird pool.
You got one there.
Get to the table.
You got two. You got two bench seats. And there's always end seats. There's no seats on the end, so you should be able to ride in there.
Mm.
Yeah. Or do what the bike form. Bike riders do.
What do they do?
Ride over them.
Good people, aren't they?
Yeah. Terrible advice.
Okay. Well, this is about Queen Street. Now, they want to...
Awesome.
The proposal to establish night food markets in Campbelltown would be a tasty provision for most foodies.
This has been on before.
I know.
No, but there's a catch.
Now, there's a...
People are unhappy.
A business in Queen Street... A pizza place says that the market, the lady that has the shop, the husband, said that the markets, if approved, would be negatively affected trade by local eateries. I'm worried about the small businesses on Queen Street who are already struggling. Now, nearby landowners and businesses were notified of the proposal recently and have until Wednesday, that's next Wednesday coming, to provide feedback and details of the proposal see the markets operate from 5 to 9pm on the first and third Fridays of every month, just on a trial basis until Christmas. Up until 40 storeholders would be permitted. I think so. Yeah, I think
so. Will they be classed as guilty on the trial?
No.
Good question.
You know, so...
Do the business holders have a point, though?
Yes.
Like the fact that they'll lose some trade, but I don't know. Won't it attract more people, though?
Yeah, but most of the people buy their food from the markets, not the food from the stores.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens when that all gets underway. And,
but if it brings more people in to buy food...
Well, that's what they want. We want more...
It's like kind of thing, let's not have the Fishers Go Street Festival because it might take business away from the shops there, but
the
there's more people there.
The street Fishers Go...
I thought traffic would be great.
Well, the Fishers
there's
Go...
There's probably shops further away that will get affected, like, yeah, other, like not in that area. Well, so many people are, like, maybe...
Well, there is a lot of empty places in Queen Street lately because they all move... And even Campbelltown Mall, there's a lot of empty... shops and gradually shops are closing down and they move to MacArthur Square
or Norellan
or Blackson Road, you know.
Okay. When these shops close down, they should give them to the homeless, somewhere they live. They like sleeping in front doors and stuff. Put them in the vacant shops.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah. The malls,
crazy ideas,
the malls close down at a certain time.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. They happen in some malls overseas, I think.
Yes.
Like abandoned malls and stuff to have that.
Yeah, abandoned ones, but...
Yeah, not ones that have, like, you know, people going shopping at the same time may not be the right atmosphere.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of shops in Queen Street which are vacant.
Yeah, lots.
Yeah. And they could... There's... You could go move in next to the Salvos and you got free... Get free clothing and free...
Well, I think there's a solution to this, Mick, because in Lindsay Street, another house sold for almost $1 million.
Yes.
There's apparently a trend for the revitalisation of the CBD... Which means knocking stuff down and putting up some more apartment towers.
Wow.
That's right.
Investors apparently are buying up all the properties, allegedly, by real estate agents, are apparently saying this. And they're assuming that, obviously, that people might start putting some apartments there in the main streets and the streets around Campbelltown. Well, the zoning's changed as well, so you can build, or is planned to change as part of government plans, so.
Yes.
Now, Hume MP Angus Taylor has backed Wilanderley Council's decision to oppose a 5,000 house development in Menangle, which included quite a lot. The council was asked to make a submission proposal which seeks to build 350 residential lots in stage one and a further 5,000 in stages two and three. So that's a lot, Mick. 5,000
Where are they going to get the water from? And where are they going to get the food? Where are they going to get the rubbish dumped at?
Like where everyone else does, I guess.
No, because you've overloaded everything else. Sewerage.
Yeah.
Murage.
Where's the Murage going?
Where do you get Murage from?
Made up.
Made up Murage.
Yeah, so 5,000 homes in Menangle. We'll see what happens.
Too bloody
many. That's
new.
Too many, though.
Yeah.
If it was 4,000, it'd be okay, right?
Yeah, 4,999.
No, but remember, Menangle was a little country town. People like living in country towns.
Yeah, but times have changed,
man. Cowboys is a country town.
It's a suburban village now.
Country isn't country anymore.
No.
I live in the country. That's why I've always got it in my mind.
Well, Mick, where you live won't be country much longer. There'll be units and apartments all going around your house.
And an airport.
An airport.
I'll put my goats and the sheep out and get the cattle going, and the dogs,
get your
the
tractor.
Chickens.
And the kids, you know.
Awesome.
Moving right along, Pete.
Yeah, sports councils and the plans of the future. Campbelltown Stadium, Campbelltown Sporting and Leisure Facilities will receive a boost in the 2017-18 budget.
Great.
With major investments pegged for the region's sports grounds. Now, there's the draft community plan is currently on a public exhibition until the June the 9th with details investing on sports and the recreation and how much they are doing here. And the budget allows for the construction of an all-ability play space at Willowdale. That's at East Leppington, and an All Abilities Regional Play Sport at Milton Park. Sporting fields at Bensley Road, Wamindah Oval, Victoria Park, Coronation Park, Wood Park, and another park there will be upgraded to your needs.
Is there any parking available?
Needs.
And there's no parking whatsoever.
Right.
Now, in other news this week, an Ambervale electrical engineer... called Michael Hayes, who's also a member of this. I think he's a director of the
electrical
station.
Electrical engineer.
Member of the station as well.
Nice guy.
Nice guy, actually. Really nice guy. He's on the government's case. And I thought Mad Mick was mad. But he is been contacting the RMS, the Road and Maritime Service, and Road Minister to find out what's happening in Narellan Road.
They're building it.
Narellan Road ain't finished yet. Apparently it's some time.
Oh, yeah. They were just doing night works near my place a couple of days ago.
Well, I could see. Good idea to get started. It would be nice.
What makes me laugh, you see these night work signs out in the day. So every time you go past a night work, does it go dark? And people work in the dark? Mm. Then you come past their night work.
I wouldn't want them working in the dark fixing the road.
They do a lot out of Quarryfields and Glenfield and
Narellan Road's going to be there for a while. They've got to fix it. It takes time.
Yeah, the extra lane's going to make
it. It should have been fixed up when I was working on it.
Yeah, but then they're going to build all these extra houses down there, and then they're going to have to have four lanes.
And they'll build more lanes.
Why don't they build it already?
Okay. And anyway, they build now for the trains and roads, they say they'll get a lot of, they'll cut down on congestion. Yes, it will, but it'll cut down on congestion if it was here now, but when they finish it, it'll be just as much congestion.
That's what Glenn just said, yes.
Yeah, and he said it a different way, though. Very different way.
You defined it more thoroughly, though, Mick.
Yeah. Interesting enough, though, Mr. Hayes' point wasn't necessarily that. He's just annoyed that getting details of timelines and progress and whether the project's actually on schedule or not is nigh on impossible.
We can't get a timeline, ring Doctor Who.
They wouldn't give it to anyone, though.
Yeah, ring Doctor Who. Doctor Who will tell you a timeline.
And if it's delayed, like, shouldn't there be a bit more openness about that? Because obviously governments often announce projects with a date that's going to be finished and they hide the date.
Is that what they did? They said it's finishing soon.
Finishing soon. They reckon by next year they'll have it ready, weather permitting, which is fair enough. But he's asked for a whole bunch of questions about details about which part will be done when and where.
A lot of companies do that because they don't have, as you said, they
apparently
don't have
they're
defined
commercial inconfidence.
It's
incompetence. They don't want you to know what.
It's not really incompetence because they haven't confirmed an end date. So
no,
it makes sense.
No, they said next year. No, what happens? This is what they normally do. They normally say they'll do a project. We're going to build this road,
and they never do it.
Finished in 2018,
and they never do
then
it.
Then they never mention the date again, and then it gets built in 2019. If it's on time and early, they'll mention the date. If it's late, they never say.
What they've done a lot is announce all these. They announce all these schemes. They announce all these schemes, and they never get done. And then 10 years down the track, they announce them again, saying, "Look how good we are."
Yeah,
yeah. But how far away are we from their proposed end date?
Well, their latest proposed end date is mid next year.
Okay, well,
as of today,
you just got to wait.
There you go. But they should be more transparent. I don't get a problem.
Oh, of course.
Like, can you not say it's halfway done or 45% done? Or we got delayed, just be honest about
and
it.
What
it's not
hard.
Do they really need to, though? You can see see the road.
It's $114 million.
Yeah.
But literally, just be honest about the dates.
They're not going to be honest about that because they don't know when that's going to finish.
No, because there's an election in 2019 in March.
Which road is this?
And this is like every project in Sydney at the moment is all going to be ready for the election.
Oh, of course.
The light rail's going to be finished.
Narellan Road, probably.
Northwest Rail Link's going to be finished.
What about West Connects, maybe?
West and guess what? We don't own anything except... Because we sold all our junk.
We own stuff. Mick.
We don't own it.
No, we don't own anything.
We don't own anything.
We own stuff. We own Narellan Roads.
No, that's going to be privatised too.
It's not
privatised,
Mick. It's not going to
everything
be
privatised. Everything they do,
state
they privatise.
But they're not privatising Narellan Road. Let's be clear. The new Spring Farm Link still is up in the air, but it's the ongoing saga. But Mr. Hayes, he has tried and tried, and he's a very notorious character for
Where's
trying.
Where's Spring Farm?
Down south of Camden. I went through there the other day. It's
did you like it?
Do they have coils there or just leaf springs?
Hey, I know more about that than you realise, man.
Yeah, you're asking the right person,
you're
actually.
That's the right person here. That runs in the family, those springs. Just in as well, Chappelle Corby has left her villa. She's reporting correction officers right now. Very exciting. Pete's watching it now. He's so busy.
Wow, Peter, he should be focusing on his program,
Pete?
Though.
She's leaving.
Thank God.
100.3.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Peter, Mick, Glenn and Steve. How's sports going? Any sports going on at the moment?
Oh, they're good. Pete's at the scoreboard.
Peter, doing his research during the ad breaks. He is so efficient.
Well, I can't see this.
Honestly, you're very good, Peter.
Yeah.
Mm. Not lazy at all.
He's gone blind.
He's gone.
He can't see.
He's gone. Pete's not at the scoreboard. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Peter Mounsey
has coming up this hour, though,
is Mad Mick.
Mad Mick presents. He has a good topic this week.
Yeah.
It impacted Sydney.
It impacted Sydney. And they said it wouldn't be done again.
Caused crashes, cause.
I don't think they ever said that, Mick.
They did. Last time we went on.
No, companies wouldn't promise that. No way.
State government promised it.
They wouldn't do that, I don't think.
You believe them?
No.
Well, you fool me twice, isn't that the saying, Mick? Fool you once.
Fool me once.
Fool me twice.
Shame fool me you. Twice and you fool never get
fool
it.
Fool you twice.
Yeah. Once bitten, twice shy.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Now, Pete's powered up his scoreboard now, and it's all back working brilliantly well. Yeah. Pete, your scoreboard had a bit of a crash there.
It did. Well, AFL, Melbourne are playing the Gold Coast Suns, and Melbourne 122, Suns 87 in there. There's only two NRL games tonight. Warriors defeated the Broncos 28-10.
Boo.
Yeah, and that's it.
And the Ice Dogs lost, unfortunately.
Ah, they're going to lose every week. That's it.
I still haven't been
to a game.
4-1?
Yeah, 4-1.
That's
the worst than what the Sydney FC won. That was 3.
No, the Ice Dogs have lost worse than that before.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Sydney FC only got 0.
They're good losers.
FC only got 0, but the Dogs got 1.
They did, yeah. See, even better than Sydney FC.
It was a free dog night, though.
No, it was
not
enough dogs thrown on to win, I don't think.
If you have a look on the internet, you'll find out who Three Dog Night is and what music they sung.
Okay, Mick, we will look into that. However, right now it is time for television.
Is it?
How's TV going?
Well,
what did you watch this week?
Well, actually,
I meant personally. What did you watch this week?
All sorts of things, really.
Porno.
Okay, it is.
What? Keep it classy, people. Keep it classy.
Yeah, those porn shops.
Oh, porn stars, you mean? No, I don't watch that. And I don't watch the other stuff you mentioned. Okay. But actually...
I tried to make it a nice segment, and you guys...
But he just ruined it, you know. Lisa Wilkins, did her... was 10 years on the Today Show. And what they did is they took her show to MacArthur Square yesterday morning.
How was it?
She celebrated with her co-presenters cutting a cake in front of her hometown. And on the Thursday, they said, if anyone went to school with me or, you know, anybody, come and see me, you know, I've been here for a while. So her family were also there to make a surprise. So good on us. But it's good that she finally come back home. Maybe she might come here.
How long ago did she live here? Like, it's clearly not home anymore.
In 1970s. In the 70s.
Okay. How do you know that?
She's
going to come back.
I used
to play football with her brother, and we used to go up to her place.
Oh, her place.
Mm. She was pretty hot when she was young.
But she wouldn't
I'm sure
come
she's
back
a very
now.
Nice lady.
She would have come back to Campbelltown now and then. Not, you know. But, yeah.
Well, who else is in Campbelltown?
Everybody. There's a lot of
the whole Today Show, wow.
The whole here. Even Carl Stepanovic was there.
I like Carl.
Sylvie was there, and all the crew, and...
What about Richard? Richard there?
No, Richard's not there.
Oh, he's too good for Campbelltown, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably somewhere else. But anyway,
You've got to watch, by the way, too, the Weekly this week had a very good joke about the Richard Wilkins.
Okay.
Just watch it.
I like
it. This week or this week?
Did you hear the joke about Richard Wilkins?
On ABC,
watch
the Weekly.
On the Weekly? You love that show. With that Charlie Pickering.
Charlie
It was talking about the Cashbox guy.
Charlie Pickering.
I think it was another show.
Cashbox guy.
Like that cash cube they have on the Today
cash
Show.
Cash cube. Put into a tunnel, into a
and
cube.
And Kitty was trying to
blow all the money up. And, you
and apparently Kitty was trying to figure out what's wrong with cash cube. Because obviously Kitty has
Now I know. Yeah.
And then they had a picture of Richard Wilkins.
Okay, I'll check that.
Then they had the cow.
Quite funny, actually. It was a good segment.
Richard Wilkins!
Okay. I will check it out. I like The Weekly. It's a good show. Now, HBO has confirmed Game of Thrones is coming back shortly.
Yes,
exciting
series.
Love Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
But only 6 episodes this season.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You should. It's a very good show, Pete. I think you'd like it. It's got everything.
I don't watch Walking Dead anymore.
I stopped watching that years ago. Yeah.
Oh, no,
6 episodes, though, this season instead of the normal 10, which is kind of sad, and it's pretty much the last season as well.
When they run 6, it means it's lost its...
Well, it's done. It's been on for...
Get rid of it.
Mick, it's been on for 8 years, so I think that's more than enough, to be honest. And they're not even following the books as much anymore.
Well,
so.
The Walking Dead was going to get... The Walking Dead's going to go for years and years and years.
Well, they got a lot of material.
Oh, they're going to go for another 10 years.
200 comics of that, so it makes sense.
Now, ABC Outrage Watch this week.
ABC.
There's stacks of Outrage this week.
ABC.
Michelle Guthrie had to play. Well, they had a few people in the ABC this week too, and they had to face Senate estimates and Pauline Hanson.
That was interesting.
She gets to turn up, and she's actually getting a bit worried that people are talking about her on talkback radio
all
the time.
Her pulling hair, isn't
it? Yeah, on ABC, apparently. She says she's being constantly talked about on talkback radio. Mm. Wonder why.
She does a lot of stupid things.
Because she's in the Senate. Maybe she's a politician. Mm. And she listens to the other radio stations too. They talk about her a lot too.
The best part about it, she's getting publicity for nothing. She should be happy about that.
Well, I think she is a bit. And she's accused them of targeting One Nation. This week after, I think the chief of staff actually did also say that he was trying to make money. And what was he trying to do? He was trying to make money out of flyers and stuff.
No, what he was doing, he's selling a package for when you stand for standing.
Yeah. The price of pamphlets.
He was selling a package. And the package might normally cost about $2,000 or $3,000. He's inflating it by doubling it.
Yeah.
He did it last time.
In the leaked.
What he did was, you might have flyers, then you have your posters, then you got your how to vote cards and everything all in one. It's a complete package for standing as in politics.
Right.
It's costing.
And his words were, "We can make a lot of money out of this."
Yeah.
And he regretted those comments.
No, but it was also.
And like, how could you target something like that? That's too hard to target. Like,
yeah.
That's outrageous.
And then he gives them 50% off, then the government or the party gets that back in the grants from the government, if it's state government or federal government.
If that was a refugee doing that, I'm pretty sure Pauline would get it deported.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's a chief of staff, apparently not an issue.
Yeah, but she picks the wrong men all the time. She's hopeless.
The other guy, the Aldridge guy, he was a
Every man she picks, it's always...
She should pick you, Mick. Is that what you're suggesting?
Oh, she could do if she could pick my nose. Anyway.
Do you like redhead?
Yeah, I like redhead. Oh,
there we go. Pauline and Mick will set you up on a date one day.
Yeah. She's about my age anyway.
Oh,
okay, well...
Your type, Mick.
But she's already talked for. She's already taken.
Now, also on ABC Outrage Watch, the Australia-wide program on ABC News, used to be called News 24, now ABC News, got axed. Yasmin, not from Yasmin getting married, but it's Yasmin from ABC News.
Is that the one with the cult, with the... from South Africa, or from Africa, who's got that...
I think she made some comments on Anzac Day that upset
people. Yeah, that's the one,
She upset people in Q&A, and all of a sudden...
She also said...
many things.
She said Islam is the most feminist religion of all.
Yeah, that was maybe not so true.
That made me laugh so much.
They burn those bras all the time.
She's crazy. So
everything went greatly this week.
Well, the bra boys used to use a burqa when they did the robberies.
Oh, well, that's
the bashing.
What else happened with the ABC?
And then also too, they responded back. There was a lot of comments about their football coverage this week. Then apparently it was explained. Julian Schiller, a comedian, explained it was apparently they got the rights late, and it wasn't part of a league competition. Apparently,
it was crap.
Crap
from start to begin.
Start to beginning, wow.
Start of the pre-match entertainment garbage, and then at the end, that was all just
what is up with ABC? They always have problems with their
New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve was like an annual thing. Every day New Year's Eve was like ABC can't do New Year's Eve.
It could have been on Channel 7, which was used to be on there before.
ABC had the rights to it.
Yeah, I know, which they won't be in. No more, sorry, no more. No more. It was on ABC.
They have the rights.
And plus, it was on ABC too. Yeah. Come on.
Well, don't they have to? They can't have it on their normal channel.
They could have had it on their normal ABC HD.
No, it's kind of like how things are on Iceland or SBS.
Oh, well, no more soccer for ABC ever again. That's it.
They did do the Asian Championship.
That was
quite well regarded, was it not?
No,
maybe
crap.
Get the
Asian, like the Asian League. They've done that. That was crap.
It was one of their highest running programs. When the Wanderers won it, they did pretty good.
Yeah.
But the one that game was on SBS, Wanderers Grand Final. No, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was
on ABC. The A-League was on ABC. Yeah.
The W League's on ABC.
Yeah, the WA was on ABC.
Get your leagues right, Pete. Get your letters right.
Talking about ABC
too many leagues.
And radio ABC. The Radio Adelaide station. It's the same thing.
They were complaining about the thing.
The crap and stuff. So, just don't watch ABC. And...
Okay.
This is
my turn.
To all time. Give Steve a go.
Can I have a go now?
Nah, that was the same thing. My story.
Okay.
No.
Now, Fox Sports are launching a pop-up IWC Champions Trophy channel.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Well, that comes on Thursday. It's on every night, 7 o'clock. It's on the More Channel, More Plus.
Are you going to watch all the games?
No, I'll watch some of them.
You get all 15 matches, Peter, live.
Yeah, but it's on. It starts about 8 o'clock.
Live.
Well, 7:30, actually. They talk for half an hour. 7:30, I'll watch it up to 12, and then that's enough for me.
Well, speaking of Fox.
Fox is sports, isn't it?
Fox Sports, yes.
Yeah, so they should have Fox Hunking on it.
They don't.
No, that's more like ESPN. They have hunting.
That's
ANZ. Yeah, they should have Fox running. So they have Rupert Murdoch running and someone go chasing him with the horses and what dogs.
With the spear.
Okay, speaking of Foxtel, they're going to be removing 19 channels from their Foxtel Play streaming.
Yeah.
Like, people are not happy.
No, no,
crybabies all over the internet.
They get rid of all those channels and they still don't put the price down. Not happy, Jan.
Well, they probably put it up.
But I don't care. I don't have it anyway. So it doesn't worry about me.
I don't care.
So anyway. I don't care, but you got to care for other customers.
Yeah, but why pay?
I'm not a customer.
Why pay a certain fee when you get crap on that TV?
Yeah.
Where you can get it for free on free to air.
I don't think it's entirely crap because people still enjoy it for sport and exclusives.
You still get the ads.
Movies.
You still get the crap on there.
But you get ads on free TV as well.
Well, that's ads.
So why should you have to pay for it?
Well, ads make the business better.
You've got to pay for things.
You've got to pay for things. That's the reality these days,
man. The ABC do a good job.
Reality. Oh. Right. Well, this is Phil Corbett.
You're going to pay your dinner tonight?
No, it's my birthday. You've got to pay.
Well, you said people should pay for things.
Yeah, exactly.
Not when it's your own birthday. You don't pay for your own birthday.
Yes, you do.
I did, because you didn't pay for my birthday.
I think I did.
Well, I'm not.
I think I paid for you.
I'm not rich, you know.
I think I paid for you on my birthday.
Oh, excellent, because she's a rich. She's work, I know.
No, it's rich. It's, you just don't waste your money on crap you don't need.
I was in the dark for my birthday.
See?
In the dark.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about...
I think, Pete, you lost the argument there.
No, well, this is where you two can go because I wouldn't go on this show. Seven is now casting a third series of First Dates. Now, Glenn and Steve, you can cast for First Dates.
You can cast me in.
I've been on...
Okay, Mick, you too. The series...
Yeah, First Date. I'll be in First Date.
Okay, the series is again looking for single men and women over the age of 15. 18.
I thought you were going over the age of 50. Yes, that was me.
It'll be their last date.
I was about to say 15, but then
right. Last date?
You'll need to answer a lot of questions here about yourselves. And the ideal partner includes both gay and straight couples in the past and your dating history. So any dating history, you got to tell them everything about yourself, where you've been, what you've done, you've been single before, what the hell.
What you've done.
What are you up to, and then you all can go on the show.
Where has that been?
And then you can pick for it.
Where do you go
then? You go to Bali.
No, you don't go to Bali.
No, that's where you go for your first dates.
I wouldn't go to Bali.
Now, also, too, in big news, too, Rebel Wilson has been suing Bauer Media for defamation.
Because she's been getting jobs.
Because apparently there was...
No, because she's not getting jobs.
It wasn't getting jobs, and basically it was this takedown by the magazine publisher. They've got all the evidence, the emails, all sorts of things like that.
Yeah.
And the thing I love about it, she's also, like, apparently the magazine was questioning whether she was really a bogan. And she is now claiming that as defamatory.
Haven't they seen her on Fat Pizza?
Yeah, bogan time.
Tula is the biggest bogan.
She comes from Borkum Hills now. Yeah. That's where her parents...
No, she comes from, like, Los Angeles now.
No, her parents live at Borkum Hills.
Yeah. No, she hasn't been at Sunnyvale.
I get what... Yeah, because she believes she's been slandered by Women's Day and whatnot, and...
Yeah, well...
That's a big change for women's magazines. If this case goes through, it's going to change... Because those magazines often publish stuff that's not true.
Well, that's right. It's going to change.
Prince William has had so many kids now. It's not funny. Like, he's had 500
so
kids.
Many people.
Like, he's pregnant, not pregnant, this is pregnant. Like, my God.
Justin Bieber's peed in a bucket everywhere.
Well, what about...
Has he peed in a bucket?
He did, in a fast river. You haven't seen it?
I've not seen this, no. I did not know about this.
Okay, we'll have to look it up.
And every woman who's single is getting married or getting pregnant.
Yeah, every week. It's like the...
For me.
Yeah, well, the thing was...
I've heard that one in the Women's Day, but I don't read Women's Day
everywhere. Yeah, it's silly.
It's quite funny.
I think these women's magazines deserve to be... held accountable for it because they do come up with a lot of crap.
And Defence and Truth is going to be quite difficult to prove because a lot of the stuff they publish is not. Like, they made fake news for Donald Trump.
Oh, of course they did.
Mastered the art of it.
It's going to be very difficult to prove that.
Donald Trump will go down for the saying fake news.
And also, too, Donald Trump was on The Simpsons this week, too.
Was he?
Apparently, he's going to have a dream from Nixon and former FBI Director James Comey.
Wow, getting advice from Nixon, that's great.
James Comey.
So that's worth having a look if you can find that. Anywhere.
It is a comb to Comey.
No, it's a comb over.
Peter, you are so funny.
And big sad news this week, too.
What's that?
Switzerland. Roger Moore.
Yeah, 007.
Best James Bond, right?
Let Live Die was on
James Bond. The best James Bond.
Yeah. And The Saint.
I watched Let Live Die the other night. Not all of it, but some of it when they were on the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's very sad. Great James Bond. But,
yeah. But he did make a good saint, too.
Saint Bond.
He used to be. There's a TV series called The Saint, and he drove a Volvo at one stage, Volvo sports car.
I think they still showed that show.
And it was from The Saint was from a set of series
black
of black and white movies or shows that made in England in the '40s.
Right.
Yeah, I think they showed that on Fox Classics or something. So yeah, some of the old stuff.
ABC.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good.
That's it for television.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh. Welcome back to Saturday night.
He'll be like that woman on Channel 2.
Peter and Mick and
I think Peter's going to be on Channel 2. He's going to be the guy that watches his Facebook feed in the...
You know the one who got caught playing around with that pen?
Mm. What pen?
Oh, the ABC person who was playing around with the pen. They went back to her.
Natasha Exelby, yes. Okay, Mad Mick, what do you got?
Oh, it's dark outside. It's a blackout!
This is funny. You're talking about, like, I got this alert on my phone, like, just before Vivid, going to Vivid, and it's like, there's a blackout in Sydney. Like, we have all these lights in the city, and all of a sudden,
there's a blackout.
And
it would have been awkward if it was actually in the city. That would be more embarrassing. Yeah.
But the worst part about it, it took out the traffic lights, it took out the tunnels,
chaos.
The M5, they took out the light rail. Why did this all happen? Last time this happened was last year, and the state government said it wouldn't happen again. It happened at exactly the same spot, which caused the problem in the first place last year as well.
Coincidentally, places where there's lots more apartments tend to have the same problem happen multiple times.
Mm. Yeah, but
same like around roads and ride, and there's some key points where they've got a lot of housing recently, and all of a sudden...
No, this is second year in 2 years... In 2 years, I've had two big blackouts that had the exact same consequences. They said in the first time that this will never happen again.
Well, that's a promise they shouldn't have made.
No child will live in poverty anymore either, too.
Yeah.
No one will be homeless.
No one will be living in a blackout.
Mm.
Mm. But it's only for a couple of hours the world moved on.
Yeah, but it cost. It took the stress on the people who were driving, trying to get home.
People are stressed normally.
Yeah, but it puts more stress on Neil.
Chill.
No.
Yeah, chill. It's not too bad. It's Friday night.
Have you
it's
tried a being a bus driver or a bloody train driver or like thing? And you get caught out? You get caught out?
No, I used to on my little matchbox car set back when I was a kid. I wasn't very good at that, so I never pursued the endeavor.
Yeah, you weren't good at that degree to drive buses or cars.
No.
See, he doesn't drive cars. He's not very good.
I hardly drive my car. I drove my car, like, for the first time in 2 months the other day.
Wow.
How did it feel?
It was weird. It was like, oh, my God. I have to think. I have to, like, pay attention.
You didn't lean into the corners?
No.
No.
I find a lot of motorbike riders or bike riders themselves, when they get driving their cars, as they go around the corner, they lean.
They veer to the...
Even when they drive buses.
Mm. That explains my bus driver.
That's a bit dangerous.
Now, Mick, also to Donald Trump, he's been in all over the world. He's in his world tour.
He's been pushing in.
Did you see him push the other bloke in?
Is that a good idea to push around Montenegro?
No.
I'm really sure they'll push back.
Montenegro's not very big.
Lovely country, though.
Mm. Yeah. That's around Yugoslavia.
Now, also to his wife, also to his spring back tour continues, but his wife...
Won't hold his hand.
Oh, my God.
He must be over 64. Will you still love me when I'm 64? He's over 64 now.
Do you think they ever held hands, though? Because I've never seen a picture of them holding hands.
How do you know?
I've never seen one. I haven't seen one.
They might have been together behind talking. They could be holding hands.
Behind a podium, they could be.
Behind the podium.
They have children.
Well, they
have children, wouldn't
they? Yeah.
They could have. They probably would have held hands once, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. The children are in the... In the White House as well, doing White House stuff.
But probably the big news of that trip, though, was probably not all of the hand-holding, but was it maybe the deal with Saudi Arabia over, like, billions of dollars of arms trades with our best favourite ally in the Middle East?
Yeah.
And his son.
The nice, tolerant Saudi Arabian regime that's all friendly and lovely.
It was big time, big time.
Massive billions of dollars.
And the worst part about it, they are very cruel, they are very destructive, the Saudis. They're the ones, of course... Where the terrorists first tongue come from.
But also, so they had like, they also gave funding to this center to avoid radicalization that they're going to have. Like, the Saudis made this new anti radicalization center.
How would
the women can't drive a car?
No. But they can do that. They can
but we're going to have anybody on my... Well, it's Donald Trump do. Not like... If I remember, Mick, like, I do remember a few things during his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to figure out the problem. In the Middle East, what the problem was in the Middle East. There was a problem in the Middle East, he was going to figure it out.
Nuke them all, get rid of them all in
but
one
But he's
go.
Selling the arms to them, Mick.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
Isn't that the problem?
One of them's going to start up and everyone will go bang, bang, okay, we'll all join in and just wipe out the Middle East.
Well, that's terrible.
That is insanity, is it not?
Yeah, but that's
Shouldn't he be selling arms
typical.
To Saudi Arabia?
No.
They shouldn't even be selling arms to their buddy enemies.
They can sell foots or...
No, they're our friends, they're our allies, Mick.
Well, when you get the terrorists coming out of Saudi Arabia... What gets me about
Which is ironic because the countries he actually banned didn't have any terrorists, but Saudi Arabia's not on the ban because they're good friends, apparently.
Yeah. What got me was.
I'm not stupid, but
such
hey, sometimes
friends.
I wonder.
Oh.
Like with friends like that, like they're kind of like that, you know, that friend you have, it is just like a friend you don't need to have.
Yeah.
They're like that friend, like, but 10 times worse.
But that's like OPEC. OPEC said we're going to put up the petrol price or fuel price. And the American shale people going, yes, yes. When they do, they sell more shale oil. So they've given up. So at present, you've got cheap fuel.
Well, wow. That's good. I like cheap fuel. You know.
Wow. The whole idea of the deal is though, to try to avoid Iran from... Because he's still anti-Iran but pro-Saudi Arabia. So that's kind of what it entrenches.
I think they should go to Iran. Iran would make a very good place.
Make another deal with them?
Yeah, because I've seen these interviews where these blokes were Christians and they were in Iran, they were saying they were getting better deals in Iran than if they were anywhere else and they were being looked after.
Should we just not ever deal with selling arms to the Middle East?
They shouldn't
should
be selling
just,
arms
should
at
we
all.
Just stop
Can we really
that?
Do that? Though?
They shouldn't
do.
Yeah, yeah. Because normally when they get shot in Iraq or Afghanistan or Syria,
it's either
it's
Russians.
Their own weapons.
It's Russian or American or yeah. Chinese.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
But then if you get rid of them, who else can you sell to?
Then you have to use your legs and feet.
This is the thing. It's the industry, right? Like, this is America first.
Yeah. All you have to do...
Yeah.
What gets me is all these arms deals are causing problems in the first place. If you get rid of
all
arms...
Because they got the weapons to do so, right?
Yeah. If you get rid of all the arms, they won't have any...
Yeah. Oh, they'll get...
One day he'll find this problem.
And have a nude bomb. Have a nude bomb.
Nude bomb.
Yeah, blows all the... Blows all the clothing off and everyone's equal.
Would everyone be more happy that way?
I think so.
Okay. Right. A nude bomb will solve...
You know, I think at that point, before he started going down the blowing everyone's clothes off, I probably almost agreed with Mick for that whole segment.
You did so well, Mick. Nearly
almost got there for a whole segment, Mick, but hey.
Can't win them all.
That's what horses eat, hey.
This is your community news and information station, 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. Nearly time for us to leave.
But first, we've got some fake news from Mad Bazza. Well, news that might be real and might be fake.
What's Bazza got?
He has got a good one here. I think it's quite good. Apparently in South Korea, there's been a story in the media there,
mm-hmm.
that apparently people have been smuggling gold into the country, more than $100 million since March 2015. Now, here's the question, Pete. Where was the male smuggling hiding it, and where was the woman hiding it?
Oh, I don't know.
In her purse?
They could do call them purses.
I didn't mean that, though, Mick.
Close. You're getting warm. You're getting very warm. The male smuggler hit 6 gold bars in the clacker. 200.
Shit, a brick, eh?
Line up the queue, and then the females went the other side,
yeah.
And they put the gold the other way. Apparently...
They had golden showers.
Yeah, apparently they, 51 people were arrested over this, and the police obviously confiscated the gold, obviously, after probably some thorough cleaning.
It makes sense.
So 2 years, that's a pretty big commitment.
That must have a lot of indigestion.
A lot of gold coming in.
Yeah, gold. Yeah. What about the golden throne? God, crikey. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go to Slovenia, you like Slovenia, Mick?
Well, I've been to Yugoslavia before. It's all Slovenia and all these other.
Is that where Mrs. Trump's from? Isn't it?
Yeah,
Trump's wife,
Melania.
Yeah. Melania.
She's from Yugoslavia.
Yeah, well, from
Slovenia.
From
part of the
It used to be Yugoslavia.
That's right.
Had Montenegro and all these other different things.
Well, her country's Serbia. Ahead of the digital age, like really on the cutting
what
edge.
What have they got?
Is the world's first smart tombstone. 48 inches on your gravestone, and to be fair, I would want like 60.
Yeah, you got to have the
just,
top
want, like,
of the line.
I want the surround sound system, and
it's 4K.
Anyway, 4K. I want 8K. Come on, it's got to last the technology. So you got to view pictures and videos and pages
pictures
of text.
Pictures of what though?
Of the loved one that was there.
Oh,
remember Jimmy at his birthday?
I thought it would be a live feed of what's happening in the.
Well, that'd be
crib.
Creepy. Maybe that could be like one of the touchscreen options. But you know, like remember their. Would you go to the cemetery and do that though? Like, I don't know whether you go there and go. Let's go back to Jimmy and see.
Can you change channels on it?
Yeah, what else is on?
It's touchscreen, right? So it looks like any other headstone from afar, but once you get close for a few seconds, it brings the gravestone to life.
It's nice because it's their whole life on a screen. But
like, the worst thing is you're there at night looking at the gravestones or whatever, you know, and then all of a sudden you go past this e-touchscreen tombstone
TV.
And then
it's
like lights up like it's, you know,
vivid. Ghost.
Like
ghost.
Vivid in the,
it's
in
like
the tombstone.
Cemetery vivid.
Wow. Would you get one? I like technology.
I mean, it sounds pretty cool. Honestly, I probably didn't think about
it. I had Wi-Fi.
I'm Rocket Man. I like to be blown
maybe
out.
Maybe Bluetooth. I can listen to
blown music. Out of the universe.
It'd be a bit weird.
That'd be.
It would be weird.
Because I was talking about different funerals. I was talking about how you can have a funeral.
It can be cremated.
You can be sent up to the lower atmosphere, sent out to our galaxy, or sent out further.
Shoot you out to the Milky Way.
Yeah.
Well, I think some of our,
I know, I can be
some
the
of
Milky
our
kid.
Listeners have actually quite suggested that in the past.
I know, I can be the Milky Bar kid.
Or a black hole or something.
Yeah, come back normal.
But would you go to a cemetery and then, like, playing the touchscreen and, like...
I mean, if...
Like, when you're mourning and stuff, it's kind of weird.
I mean,
but it's kind of nice, though.
It might brighten some people up.
No, I'll tell you a story. My father, when he was in the army, his mates got totally drunk. He was falling down Adlong. So what did he do? He took his, the other two blokes, took the drunk bloke who passed out and put him on a gravestone. So imagine waking up with a gravestone with a talking to you.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah.
Might cark it right there.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to go far.
No.
Okay. No, I mean, it's a weird, this day and age, that's not the surprising concept I've heard, I think.
When's this inside your...
Oh, the best one is if they pop up out of the box.
Oh,
like a jack in the box.
Like maybe holograms.
Like a cardboard cutout of yourself.
No, your whole body pops out.
Hologram.
So you rang?
Yeah.
But if you had a hologram, wouldn't you have like a zombie one? Ooh,
it'd be a zombie one, yeah. Or... They can do a special one during, like they can have a themed one during holidays.
The ghost of Christmas.
The Christmas.
Right, exactly.
Halloween.
Mm.
Wouldn't
an
that freak
Easter
a
lot
of people out?
Mm. That'd be creepy, Glenn.
Would be.
Pretty creepy.
They should talk to us. We can give some good ideas. Now, this is all because we have no real good movie review this week.
No.
This new segment.
I've seen
but you had a half movie review. You've got your quarter movie review, your movie intro review.
These are the best reviews, clearly.
Best
quarter
reviews.
Quarter movie reviews.
Because you are saving up your reviews at Sydney Film Festival because
that's
you
coming
are,
up in 2 weeks.
You're going to have like a review fest coming up.
Every week I should have one for the duration of the festival, which is 2 weeks.
But in the interim,
in the interim, I watched a comedy movie called Fist Fight. It's about these two teachers that get in a fight. It's a comedy movie, but the. The way they got into the fight was because it's the last day of term for the school kids, so it's a muck-up day.
Mm.
You know, they annoy the teachers, they, you know, smash their cars, they throw water bombs at them. This one, one of the teachers gets annoyed because the kids are using their phone as an IR remote to turn off the television, so like the infrared. The teacher gets angry, the teacher grabs an axe and smashes one of the kids' tables. So the teacher and another teacher have to go to the principal's office, and then the good teacher... Dobbs on the bad teacher and says he broke the table. The bad teacher gets fired, and then he wants to fight him because he lost his job. Because they have a teacher thing where you don't dob on the other teacher. They stick together.
It's like coppers.
Yeah, like cops, you know. But they got in a fight, and then I didn't get that far into it. So I don't know how the fight went. That's next week.
It might be Fist of Fury.
Next week we'll have the review.
We'll have the conclusion.
So for the first bit so far, how many stars?
So
I laughed here and there, probably like 2.5.
So it'll be Fist of Fury?
That was quite a bit.
Fist of Fury?
Fist of Fury.
Yeah, sure. They're in having a go at each other. They're furious, aren't they?
That can be the sequel.
So they have
Fist
to,
of Fury.
They have a fight with their fists, so it's Fist of Fury.
Fist of Fury. Or Fist of Cuffs, I think.
Yeah.
No, it was entertaining for that little bit. I guess because I like the actors, but either way.
Mm.
Comedy movies. They're cheesy. They're
comedy
like,
gold? No.
No, it's not the
comedy
best.
Silver?
No, I think
comedy bronze?
Maybe like
tin.
Well, I hear the metals are breaking recently.
Okay, yeah, true.
So
prices are down.
Yeah.
Bound down, prices are
maybe
down.
Maybe a price. As far as just a quick movie, it's like 90 minutes, so it was all right. I had some spare time.
90 minutes is an ideal thing because these 2 hour ones will turn up
hours
long.
Well, as you were saying, Mick, during one of our breaks, when it kind of takes away from a movie when all these networks show ads during the movies.
Yeah, and
highly annoying.
Well, I've been watching some of the movies and they don't even make sense. Because they cut them here and they cut them there, and when they bring them back together after the ads, you miss so much to get into it.
100.3 FM.
But hey, that's it for us.
And my review is Chappelle Corby's parole coverage.
You're going to review the whole parole period.
Yeah, apparently she's got a new handbag.
I'll watch that too.
Apparently she's got a missing toddler on the handbag.